Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
I felt myself drawing into yourself and away from everyone because nobody understands.
55 million women in the United States are currently experiencing menopause. The film, M Factor, Shredding the Silence on Menopause, looks into the unknown impacts of menopause on women's lives.
I'm a board-certified OBGYN, right, at an accredited program in this country. I got less than a month of training of menopause, and some of my colleagues don't even get that.
With evidence-based information, the film empowers women to make informed health decisions and aims to remove the stigma surrounding menopause and aging.
We were looking at the 20th anniversary of the reporting of the Women's Health Initiative and taking stock of what has happened in those 20 years, very little.
We go through puberty and everybody's happy and excited and you can't wait. And then you go through pregnancy and it's parties. You go through menopause and nobody wants to hear about it.
WAM Theater will present a screening of The M Factor on Sunday, March 2nd at 3 p.m. The screening is hosted in collaboration with Wander Cafe in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and the Center for Listening and Presence. The event will feature a special talkback facilitated by Berkshire-based certified menopause coach Edie Pasalis. Edie joins us now to talk more about the screening event and menopause in general. Hi, Edie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's my absolute pleasure.
So before we speak specifically about the screening of The M Factor that is coming up in the Berkshires this weekend, could you tell me your sort of nutshell of how you have become a worker and an advocate for menopause awareness and dealing with it, how that entered your life and what it has meant to you? And
yes.
I mean, obviously I'm not asking for a whole free consultation, but tell me the entry points and how you come to be here.
Yeah, well, I have spent most of my career working at the intersection of well-being and leadership. I, for many years, have been part of the Kripalu community on the senior leadership team at Kripalu, was the kind of co-creator, the founder of what's now called the RISE program there, which is evidence-based mindfulness work coming out into professional settings to help leaders with their well-being and their impact. And so I have a really strong background in kind of the intersection of our bodies and our leadership. And to be quite frank, never once in all the time that I did that work, did we ever talk about menopause. And when menopause happened to me in my life, I'm now 8 years post-menopause. So when menopause happened to me in my life, I was taken completely by surprise. I had no idea what to expect. And all sorts of things happened that impacted both my well-being and my leadership. And after the pandemic, when I had a moment to think about what I wanted to give myself to in this next act of my life, really helping women wake up to the possibilities of menopause, to see this as a threshold of growth for greater well-being and greater leadership is my mission.
Menopause is, I mean, it's very diminishing to call it a buzzword of the current time, but it is something that hasn't been discussed and now is really starting to bubble up as your generation and the coming generations go through it and are like, where's the research? Where's the understanding? And I do think I know the answer to this question, but why do you think it has taken so long for it to be available as a conversation piece for people to cope with?
Yeah. Well, there's two answers to that, at least. One is that 20 years or so ago, there was some research about hormone therapy and menopause, and it scared everyone that we shouldn't touch it. We shouldn't try to do anything to ease or support menopause from the medical standpoint. So that research really put the kibosh on any kind of conversation within the medical community specifically. And that has been now debunked. And so there's a whole growing conversation in the healthcare world about how to treat menopause. But I think more generally, there has been a phobia about talking about women and our bodies in the context of our lives, in the context of our workplace. And that has both been in the protection of women and equity, like women can do everything in the context of the workplace. So it's been in some ways for a while a protective factor, but it also has been a real denigration to the gifts that we bring and the challenges that we face in the context of our leadership.
The M Factor is the documentary that WIM Theater is screening this weekend at Wander, and it's a co-presentation with the Center for Listening and Presence, and you're facilitating a Q&A talk back after the screening. How did the film get on your radar, and what does it do to help in your, you know, your mission? What, how do you, you know, line up with this documentary, and what made you want to present the screening?
Thank you. Well, so not only am I a menopause educator, I'm also on the board of WAM Theater. And I love WAM Theater because we, it's a feminist activist theater trying to amplify the complex stories of women and girls. And this conversation about menopause, it has not happened yet. And so to have a documentary that opens this conversation is really, really exciting to me. It's really first of its kind.
If you could, you know, idealize the event, how would, who would come and what will happen?
The M Factor really gives us a chance to talk about menopause and the complexity of menopause and all the ways that it influences women's lives and everybody's lives, quite frankly. And so everybody is welcome to this event. People who go through menopause or anticipate going through menopause, people who know and love people who will go through menopause, all are welcome, any ages, any identities. This will be a conversation that helps us break barriers on this topic and helps us lift up ways to support one another.
Can you tell us about whatever you know about Wander Cafe, the venue where the event will be screened?
Oh, yes. So Wander Cafe is an amazing spot. Jay has founded it, and it is a really cozy, beautiful, welcoming space. Not only is it a cafe with amazing food and tea, like beautiful selection of teas and mocktail drinks, like it has really amazing bespoke delicious food. It also has an incredible suite of programming that is offered there. And I'm really pleased that this M Factor screening is able to be there.
When you first meet a, do you call them clients or patients? Someone that
clients. Yeah. No, I focus on the leadership development aspects of menopause. So I definitely clients. Yes.
Got it. When you first meet with a client, What is an initial consultation like? What would someone, you know, reveal to you or obviously in the abstract, but would someone talk to you about how do you approach helping people cope with the changes that come with menopause?
Thank you for asking. The primary way that I currently serve women is through the context of the workplace. So I have actually a 5-session evidence-based program that is appropriate for the context of our workplace to break the stigma about menopause that focuses on the whole experience of menopause, not just the kind of physical symptoms, but the whole person experience, and offers a growth mindset for menopause. And so that is how I mostly meet and work with women, is through the context of their workplace.
Is community building, is having a supportive structure of people who understand menopause important, another important element of moving through the world as you cope with this?
I shouldn't
make it sound so tragic, because it is a part of everyone, every female's life at one point or another. So I don't mean to keep talking about it like it's end of life, because it isn't. But
it is a major transformation, and our frame of mind makes a huge difference. And so yes, one of the reasons I work with people through a training program, through the context of a cohort, is for exactly that, so that we learn from each other. We learn that we are not broken. We learn that we are completely normal. We gather support. We find some humor. We find some coping mechanisms. You know, we share coping mechanisms. So really demystifying and breaking the stigma of talking about this is a huge part of the work.
And that is, of course, what the M Factor film is trying to do as well, and aims to do and has been doing as it's been screened and is on PBS. Did you learn anything from the movie that you didn't already know?
I had already done a lot of research on menopause and got a certification in menopause. I'm a certified menopause coach. So I'd done all that work before I saw this. I did not know, for me, some of the racial history in the context of our menopause conversation. I did know that that menopause is a unique experience for each person, and it is deeply, deeply informed by our life context, our biology, our biography, our social context, whether that's gender identity or racial identity. And so that's really lifted up in the film in a way that's really, really powerful. One of the things that I really also love about the film that is that there is a growing conversation in the context of the medical community to expand how we think, even from a healthcare perspective, about menopause. So historically, menopause has been thought of as just an OBGYN kind of conversation. You go to your OBGYN and talk there, but we're coming to understand even more fully that menopause is a whole being transformation, and particularly a neurological transformation. There is a change in women's brains, in the female brain, that happens through menopause. And so expanding the conversation there is really, really helpful.
WAM Theater presents a screening of The M Factor on Sunday, March 2nd at 3 p.m. at Wander Cafe in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The event will feature a special talkback facilitated by Berkshire-based certified menopause coach and our guest, Edie Pasalis. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Edie, thank you very much for your time today, for your expertise, for your work in the greater community, and hope to see you soon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Is the last third of my life not as important as the middle third in my reproductive years?
I think that there is at least an understanding and awareness that women are not going to stand for it anymore. Women are waking up and saying, what? No one ever told me this. Well, we should all know.
Once again, links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm going to link it up real good. Lots of information posted there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.